down the street. He says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, bone digger, dogs in the moonlight. Far away in my well-lit door. Mr. Beer Belly, Beer Belly, get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, Betty, when you call me, you can call me Al. A man walks down the street, he says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, and all my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model now that my role model is gone, gone? He ducked back down the alley with some roly-poly little bat-faced girl. All along, along, there were incidents and accidents. There were hints and allegations. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty when you call.
Bridge, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. That was You Can Call Me Al by Paul Simon from the album Graceland. And I am joined by my lovely co-host today.
Finally, I made an appearance a month into our show. Unfortunately, every single week since we've gotten our time, I have had a conflict. So Bridget... Lovely Bridget did our training both weeks for me. She has been running our show, keeping us on the board. So thank you so much for listening to Random Access, and I hope that I haven't really gotten too rusty and I still have my radio skills up to date.
I think you do.
Well, I'm already off to a horrible start because the headset I'm wearing, the right ear doesn't work. Only the left ear works.
Interesting.
And so I feel like I'm just a little bit deaf in one side. I'm going to try to put on a different pair of headphones.
Yeah, I think that's a good move. Up next, we have Don't Carry It All by The Decemberists.
Ooh.
to a turning of the season. Witness to the arc towards the sun. A neighbor's blessed burden within reason becomes a burden born of all in one. And nobody, nobody knows. Let the earth fall from our shoulders.
Oh,
Headset's broken on the other side.
Okay.
Oh,
maybe
the mics
take...
are on.
Yeah.
There we go.
The song ended, so it turned them on. Maybe you have to take one.
I'm just gonna wear one on each ear. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Or I'll do something wild and just go, like, be a real DJ, and I'll just wear like one ear on, and they have the other ear free. You know, the ones who like mix tapes and they're. You know, in the movies.
Yeah, or just when they just like hold it up to their ear, they don't even have it on. I keep mine on my head because I'm an amateur, but you know, in the movies at the parties when they're like just holding the one up, fist pumping with the other arm.
Yeah.
Naturally. Okay.
We need a little bit of that WMFO on Random Access.
Some fist pumping. Yes, because all the listeners out there can see that and enjoy it.
Yeah. Yeah. My mom used to call them viewers.
I don't think we did that
at the very beginning of our tenure.
I don't think so. I remember the first time I came to listen to Sam and Thomas's show, which is, what is it called?
Anything and Everything.
Anything and Everything. I don't know what... Oh, it's Thursdays. So
Thursdays
it was yesterday.
At 9 a.m.
Thursdays at 9 a.m. I remember when I came in one time and I like was a guest on their show. Aww. And they said viewers a lot.
Oh.
But then because... like, and so they kept saying it, and like every time afterwards, either Thomas would say to Sam or Sam would say to Thomas, like, it's not viewers, it's listeners.
Mm.
But I think I learned from that, where I was like, okay, they're listeners. They can't see
it's
anything.
Drilled into you pretty quickly.
Yes. Okay, that was The Boy with the Thorn in His Side by The Smiths from their album The Queen is Dead.
I feel like they're very out there. Like, the names are so creative. We have some friends who keep band names or album names in the Notes app on their phone, and then every time someone says something... that could vaguely be a band name or an album name, they put it in the list. For example, last night, or yesterday afternoon at time, one of our friends, Josh, went to get dinner at the takeaway place, Hodge. And he was like, guys, I just got the maximum out of my meals swipe. And he went through everything he had gotten. And then he said something where he worked in Sense to Dead, or Sense to Cease, or something. And we then proceeded to have a half-hour conversation about all the different ways and permutations you can make out of that word as he continued to add it to his band name Notes app, which we have another friend, Dylan, who has this app, where there's actually like an ordering system to the band names, where ones at the top are the better ones, ones at the bottom, and it's like a five-scroll note that he has of all of these band names that he likes.
Mm-hmm.
They're a little weird. Some of them I don't think would be good band names. But to tie it back, The Queen is Dead is a pretty cool album name.
Yeah, and so actually chose that one because before it, the song Don't Carry It All by the Decemberists is from the album The King is Dead.
Wow.
Yeah,
look
and
at that
so
motif.
It just kind of got me thinking. When I saw that, I was like, wait, this sounds so familiar. And then I got The Smiths album.
All Very nice.
Yeah. So up next, we have Breeze Blocks by Alt-J from the album and An Awesome Wave. Ooh. I said that weird.
An Awesome Wave?
An Awesome Wave. Yeah.
Didn't sound weird to me, but okay.
Okay. Cool. Oh. Okay, yes. We'll come back to the...
The motif will continue?
Not on purpose, but after Breeze Blocks, I have Casey Jones by The Grateful Dead from their album Working Man's Dead.
That's so strange, because as we arrived today, you said, I'm in a good mood, so we're not going to play The Funeral. And I was like, cool. But yet the three songs we've played so far have a death motif.
Not on purpose. I feel like they're all... Like, they're pretty upbeat.
They're upbeat songs they're that not... just have a darker names.
Yeah, like... Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So here's Breeze Blocks.
You may contain the urge to run away, but hold her down with soggy clothes and breeze blocks. Cedrazine, your fevers greet me again. Never kisses, or do you ever send a full stop? Do you know where the muffins go? They go along to take your army. Rain down how we build our breakfast down and say, my love. The bearers grip me, but here I go. My heart sings as I come up. Your hand grips and as my heart is shutting up. Do you know where the waffings go? They go on to take your honey. Build a breakfast and let's eat my love. She bruises calls, she's blooded pistol shows. Hold her down with soggy clothes and breeze blows. She's morphine, queen of my vaccine. My love. Monster to monster and toe to toe. Soggy clothes and breeze blocks. Germaline, disinfect the scene. My love. Please don't go. I love you so. My lovely. Please don't go, please don't go. I love you so, I love you so.
Please break my heart. us is the number one.
Train 102 is on the road. cross my mind. Driving that train, I'm cocaine. Casey Jones, you better watch your speed.
Casey Jones by the Grateful Dead, and before that we had One by Three Dog Night from their album The Best of Three Dog Night.
An original album title.
Yes. And now we are about halfway through our show, so it is time for everybody's favorite part of the show, PSA time. So, hope you enjoy this PSA on winter sports.
American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, I'm Dr. Tom Shives. People who enjoy winter sports can't wait for the first snowfall. But winter sports can also mean broken bones and other injuries. For instance, every year, skiing causes tens of thousands of injuries and about 30 deaths in the U.S. A lot of those are from head injuries, so skiers of all ages should wear helmets. Head injuries tend to occur late in the day when skiers may be tired, so watch out for fatigue. Using a helmet is also a great idea for children who go ice skating or sledding. Other sledding safety tips. Only go sledding in designated areas that are free of trees, posts, and fences. Adults should supervise children, and all sledders should sit facing forward, but never head first. Use a sled with runners and a steering mechanism, which is safer than toboggans or snow discs. Prevent winter sports injuries so you can focus on the fun. For more information, visit the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons online at aaos.org.
Okay.
That's kind of depressing, PSA.
No. I feel like there are more depressing
30 people
ones.
Die a year that's, from ski accidents? That's just crazy.
Honestly, I feel like that's low.
Really?
Yeah.
From ski accidents?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like that's fairly low, but it's the kind of thing. Always wear your helmet, you know?
Especially. Wear your helmet. Yeah, okay. I agree with it. I'm not wearing a helmet when I go sledding. Then again, I don't think we're the target audience.
Yes. So, well, as it said, you just, like, can't go sledding near trees or anything. I could see that could
be. We actually went sledding, let's see, like, whatever the last snow was, that big, good snow. We went sledding at, like, 10 p.m. at night on the Prez lawn, which, for those of you who don't live near Tufts and have not seen the Prez lawn, it is covered in trees. And the school knows that we're going to go sledding because it's a great hill. So rather than be like, hey guys, don't go sledding, they just put a bunch of hay bales around the trunks. So if you happen to go out of control and you veer towards a tree, you just hit the hay bale instead. Excuse me. But there are a lot of people going down headfirst on the boogie board sled. So I don't know. Maybe we should play this more often at Tufts so people start wearing their helmets when they go sledding. Can you imagine that?
Yeah. Okay, up next.
Yes.
We have Heart of Glass by Blondie.
All right.
Just trust.
That was Dinners and Diatribes by Hozier that's his new single, but it's from the new music that he's releasing, which I'm very excited about. And I think he's probably the artist that I play the most consistently on my show.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I was going to play this last week, but then I was, like, the person I was training, Henry, I asked, like, oh, do you have any song suggestions? And he suggested a different song by Hozier because he's like, oh, I feel like that fits this mood. And I'm like, it does. I'm a fan. But then I didn't want to play two in one show. So
yeah, it'd be excessive.
I just switched it to this week's playlist.
Wow, Henry seemed to really know your style.
Yeah, I asked him, like, right at the end. So he got to hear a fair amount. He got to hear, like, 50 minutes of whatever I was playing.
50 minutes of Bridget.
Yes.
And one then, song and of that's, Henry.
Yeah, well, he gets his own show.
Oh,
eventually.
I know. I'm not saying it was an unfair balance.
I actually felt I felt bad. I was like, oh, like, do you have any good songs? Like, do you have any songs you want to play? And then he's like, no, I don't want to take up your time. And I'm like, no, don't worry. I have this
Henry.
Every week. Like, feel free.
So
one
respectful.
Song is not taking up my time. Yes, he's very nice. And if you'd like to listen to his show, I don't think it's on the schedule yet. But if you are into, I think he was saying he was going to play new, like, rap releases and also talk about the NFL. So if either of those interest you, look for that on the schedule. And then up next we have Break On Through to the Other Side by The Doors.
Which is funny because Bridget and I were thinking about what songs we wanted to play next. And I went, how do you feel about The Doors? And she goes, that's so weird. I'm on their page right now. And it's some of you, in case you don't have an image of what it looks like, we are sitting on opposite sides of a large table. So it's not like I looked over her shoulder and we happened to be doing the same thing. We truly had no idea what the other one was doing. So I think it was meant to be. It was a sign that we both had The Doors up.
Yes. And then we had to look to see which one was shortest because we're not,
all their songs are like 7 minutes and we're not about to take up your time with a 7 minute song.
Yeah, I'm not ready to commit to that. Although I definitely have some days.
We definitely have played an Eagles song when we got a caller just to fill time because the mic was in use and we needed to just take up as much time as possible.
Yeah, but this one's nice and short.
All right,
so here's Break On Through to the Other Side.
You know the day destroys the night, night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide, break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, break on through to the other side, yeah. We chased our pleasures here, dug our treasures there. But can you still recall the time we cried? Break on through to the other side, break on through to the other side. Wow.
and desperation. Keeping an eye on the Holy Land. A hypothetical destination. Say, who is this walking man? Well, the leaves have come to turn in, and the goose has gone to fly, and bridges are for burning, so don't you let that yearning pass you by. Walking man, the walking man walks. Well, any other man stops and talks, but the walking man walks. Is on the pumpkin, and the hay is in the barn, yeah. And Pappy's come to rambling on, stumbling around, drunk down on the farm. And the walking man walks, he doesn't know nothing at all. Any other man stops and talks, but the walking man walks on by, walk on by. Most everybody got seed to sow. It ain't always easy for a weed to grow. No, no. So he don't hold the rope for no one. The sure one's always missing, and something is never quite right. Ah, but who would want to listen to you kissing his existence goodnight? Walking man, walk on by my door. Well, any other man stops and talks, but not the walking man. Walking man, born to walk, walk on, walking man. Well, now would you have wings to fly? Yeah.
That was I Think We're Alone Now by Tiffany. And before that, we had Walking Man by James Taylor.
I had never actually heard Walking Man before. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't actually know any other of James Taylor music. That didn't make sense. I never heard any of his music before.
Oh.
I think. Maybe.
I don't know. I think I've played him before.
Okay.
So maybe a couple songs. Maybe it didn't register. I like it. It's very calming.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know my mother really likes James Taylor, so it's like we'd listen to that growing up, and so.
One of my friends has a playlist. It's just called Mom. Because it's all the music that her mom will listen to, so whenever they're in the car together, she just puts that on instead of, like, whatever she would want to listen to.
And then you know that...
You know it'll be a hit, and you won't have to listen to it. Why do you like this song?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I like, I don't know, James Taylor, it's good. I know I went to a James Taylor concert one summer, which was wild. I went with my family. We were the youngest people there, probably.
I once went to it was called the Clearwater Music Festival in somewhere along the Hudson River in New York State. And I believe it was run by Pete Seeger or Bob Seeger, one of the two. I don't know which. And it was very, like, you come and just, people probably aren't entirely sober. And you just sit and listen to music on your, like, beach towel. And my friend and I went in the eighth grade with her dad. And it was definitely not the correct scene for us, like, at all.
Yeah.
So, I can relate to being the youngest in the audience, but also, like, I don't think we thoroughly enjoyed it as much as you probably enjoyed James Taylor.
It was nice. Yeah, it was the kind of thing, like, my parents fit into the audience.
Ah.
And then, it was me and my two other sisters, and so we went. And it was enjoyable. It was fun. I like the James Taylor part. They also had Bonnie Raitt as an opening act, who I didn't really know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she played a lot more than I was expecting an opening act to play, which the crowd really loved.
She stole the show.
Yeah, well, like, I feel like she's of the same caliber of James Taylor, but, like, I didn't like her as much. So the crowd loved it.
Not a Bridget, like, pleaser.
Yeah, no, they, like, loved that both of them were playing for, like, a significant amount of time.
Right.
But I knew maybe one of her songs, and then I was like, okay, let's move on.
Mm-hmm.
This is an opening act.
Got it. I have one weird question for you, because I just remembered that we had this conversation last night, and I was very thrown off. If you could brush your teeth with anything other than toothpaste, what would you use? An idea that was thrown out yesterday was mashed potatoes. And I shut that down. I was like, no.
Is the goal still to, like, clean
my
teeth?
No, just like, no, like, something you would put on your toothbrush and you could put in your mouth and you wouldn't be, like, completely grossed out.
What? Okay, so it's just, like, something I'm willing to, like, put in my mouth.
Or, like, brush your teeth and then it's just going to sit on your teeth. Just, like, spread all over your teeth. I went with ice cream. That could be a nice taste, like mint ice cream.
Okay.
I said that mint was the only flavor that I could tolerate.
I can see that.
Like, I wouldn't want chocolate just sitting on my teeth all day.
I feel like I wouldn't want anything sugary because...
Yeah, that's true.
I've had many a cavity.
Really?
Yeah. But I don't know.
I know, it's just something weird where
I'm trying to think, is there anything else that I could put on my teeth that isn't, like...
I don't know.
I use baking soda toothpaste.
Ugh.
Like the Arm & Hammer.
No,
toothpaste.
You're an old senior citizen.
But it tastes good.
What?
No.
Ew.
Yeah.
Wrong.
I could just.
That is disgusting.
No.
My grandparents use that.
Cause it tastes good.
It tastes like baking soda. Ew.
Good. I could put baking soda on my teeth. Then I feel like maybe I'd be cleaning it.
Yeah. You know,
then it wouldn't be like sugar sitting on my teeth.
All right, well, that can be your answer. That's disgusting, Bridget. I can't believe I didn't know that about you. Well, if any of our listeners are out there and you know exactly what you use instead of toothpaste, give us a call at 855-915-WMFO. Or if you're like me and you don't know what letters go with what numbers, 855-915-9636. All multiples of three.
Yes. Or if you think this is an interesting talking point but don't have something off the top of your head, call in next week at 10 a.m. because our show does end, sadly, in 3 minutes. So if you really want something to say, you gotta run to those phones.
You better be dialing right now.
Yes, but...
otherwise, we will be back next week at 10 a.m. on Random Access.
Yes.
Bridget, what is our closing out song?
It is going to be Ziggy Stardust.
Oh.
By David Bowie.
Nice.
And yes, this has been DJ Bridge.
And I'm DJ Bloomerang.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for joining us today.
Have a great weekend and stay warm tomorrow because we're getting a lot of snow.
Ziggy played guitar, jamming good with Weird and Gilly and the Spiders from Mars. He played it left hand, but made it too far. Became the special man, then we were Ziggy's band. Ziggy really sang. Screwed up eyes and screw down hairdo, like some cat from Japan. He could lick 'em by smiling, he could leave 'em to hang. They came on so loaded, man, well hung in snow white tan. Time jiving us that we were voodoo. The kids were just crass.